I'm not okay. You're not okay. And that's okay. Reverend William Sloan Coffin.
Margaret Fisher Squires is a psychotherapist who has shared her poetry largely through local readings with the Heart Rock Poetry Series, the Writers Guild at Bloomington, Indiana, and Five Women Poets. She is perhaps the only person to have published a poem in the Blooming Foods Co-op newsletter. She is one of the contributors to the Five Women Poets 2016 chapbook, Birds of a Feather. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Margaret, what poems have you brought for us today?
Jigsaw. After the day's meetings and muddles, looming worries, avalanching emails, and predictable microwaved portions, I seek the sweep of dragon wings and the spires of elven palaces, printed on tiny cardboard shapes which provide their own entrancement. Remodeling. A loud slapping bang sounds outside, jerking us away from bedtime TV haze. We look questions at each other, get up and turn on the back porch light, stare into the wall of blackness that the light creates. Impossible to track the sound, it's a windy night, and we're remodeling. The backyard is piled with lengths of guttering, plywood sheets, displaced patio furniture, boxes full of siding, boxes that once held siding. Anything could have blown into anything else. Our questions remain unanswered. These days we enter and leave the house through the garage, because the front steps don't exist anymore. The front door opens on a 5-foot drop. If the fire alarm sounds and instinct sends us through the front door, we will fall onto broken cement and mud in our pajamas. Thick yellow paint brightens the front bathroom, but we don't use it much. There are no towel racks yet. In a week or two, the builder will be ready to remodel the bathroom that opens off our bedroom. We'll have to shift everything, sleep in the living room. Easy to see why we put off all house repairs for the past 20 years. And yet, a score of people come to my psychotherapy practice every week, tearing down old walls, building new ones, changing all the entrances and exits, and determinedly rewiring switch after switch. Morning routine. Awakening, she scuffed into her slippers and donned her bathrobe, grateful to feel warm and wrapped in something ancient, maternal, and lasting. She padded through the living room and opened the front door. She let out a sigh that was half chuckle. Again, her friend's poems were strewn across the doormat, heaped up next to the newspaper. She brought them in, the newspaper and the poems. She set the newspaper on the kitchen table for later. One of the poems needed to be put in water. She found a blue glass vase left over from 3 Valentine's days ago, and that took care of that one. 3 of them she affixed to the refrigerator door, using the lobster-shaped magnets they'd picked up in Maine last summer. 2 of those poems stayed in place, but one kept slipping from the magnet's hold and sliding to the floor. Finally, it skidded under the refrigerator. She gave up and let it lie there, gathering dust. One poem went into the bread box with yesterday's loaf. She thought some hours in fragrant, wholesome dark would do it worlds of good. 2 of the poems rolled and scuffled on the floor. Honestly, she thought, it's like having a litter of kittens wished on you. I'm really going to have to speak to her about this. But she couldn't see herself doing that. She separated the scufflers. One of them was satisfied with a saucer of milk. It settled down, lapping. As for the last poem, it curled up in her lap. As long as she kept rubbing its tummy with an idle finger, it allowed her to read the newspaper at last. Indianapolis Canal, or Species Specific. The Canada geese and mallards, paddling on the breeze-crinkled waves, and the orange koi fish finning gently beneath the blue-green surface, do not seem to have read the notice molded half an inch deep into the canal's concrete curb. No swimming. Thank you.
You have been listening to poems by Margaret Fisher Squires on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.